poll, Wisconsin majority says economy is worse than a year ago and many say it will get even worse. By John Carney on August 17, 2021. The Biden administration's hopes to benefit from a rebounding economy have been thrown into doubt by a poll indicating that views of economic conditions have turned for the worse in Wisconsin, a key battleground state in the midterm elections next year. A poll of Wisconsin registered voters found that just 23% say the economy has improved over the past year, with 51% saying the economy is worse than it was a year ago. 22% say it is the same. Only 30% expect the economy to improve over the coming year. 43% say it will worsen. 25% expect no change. Inflation is a big worry. 25% say they are very concerned about inflation. Another 18% say they are somewhat concerned. 6% say they are not too concerned, and 2% say they are not concerned about inflation at all. Biden's handling of the economy gets more demerits than gold stars. Just 46% say they approve, while 48% say they disapprove. In the last statewide poll that asked about approval of the president's handling of the economy, taken in October 2020, Trump got 51% approval. It's remarkable how much hope has faded. In that October 2020 poll, 45% said they expected the economy to improve over the next year and just 13% expected it to get worse. The current conditions metric is almost unchanged, with 24% saying in October 2020 that things have become better over the last year and 54% saying the economy was worse. In other words, the public's views of the economy's current conditions have not improved during the Biden administration and expectations have become far grimmer. 38% say they strongly disapprove of Biden's handling of the economy, with another 10% saying they somewhat disapprove. Biden gets 23% on both somewhat and strongly approving. Trump has 40% strong approval and 36% strong disapproval. The somewhat approve and somewhat disapprove were each at 11%. The poor showing of Biden on economic numbers will be welcome news to Republicans looking to the 2022 elections. Senator Ron Johnson, R.Y., is a top target of Democrats and holding his seat is viewed by political strategists as crucial to Republican hopes to regain control of the Senate. Unfortunately for Johnson, his favorability rating dropped 6 points. Just 35% say they approve of Johnson and 42% say they disapprove. The state Senate Democrat, Tammy Baldwin, saw her approval rating drop by 4 points. But at 40% approve and 39% disapprove, she remains above after. Baldwin is not up for election until 2024. Republicans also hope to take back the governor's mansion. Governor Tony Evers scored a 50% approval rating, with 21% strongly approving. He gets 43% share of registered disapproving of his job performance, including a 32% strongly disapproving. President Joe Biden's approval is narrower, split between 49% approving and 46% disapproving, highlighting how divisive the Biden president has been. His strongly approve number, however, is just 26%. His strongly disapprove share is 38%. In the 2020 election, Biden had a commanding lead over Trump in most polls in Wisconsin. The November Morning Consult poll had Biden at 54% and Trump at 41%. The numbers were so bad that they discouraged Trump's campaign from focusing on the state. The actual results were much closer, with Biden winning 49.45% of the vote and Trump getting 48.82%. If the Marquette poll is similarly exaggerating support for Biden, his actual approval numbers could be underwater.